Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak with Knoxville Public Library Director, Rosalind Thompson, about National Library Week and all the activities going down at the library in April. National Library Week is next week, and I'm speaking with Rosalind Thompson, the director of the Knoxville Public Libraries, about National Library Week. On Monday, we had a proclamation given by Mayor Brian Hatch proclaiming National Library Week here in Knoxville for the week of the 9th through the 15th. So, Rosalind, take us through exactly what is National Library Week and what it means to the Knoxville Public Library.
Well, National Library Week will be celebrated on the 9th through the 15th, and it's a celebration that was set up in 1982 by the American Library Association, and it's to put the focus on libraries and everything that libraries, librarians, library workers do for the communities that they are in.
So what are some of the things that Knoxville Library has going on next week? I know I saw coloring contests and some other things. What are some of the things that Marion County listeners can expect for National Library Week?
Next week will be a busy one for us. On Monday, the 10th, we will have an Iowa poet come. Her name is Domita Brothers, and she comes from Boone, Iowa. She has written a book called Cold Songs. It's a book of poetry, and she'll be here at 1:30. And we'll talk about her writing and her work. And then on Thursday, we'll have our International Film Fan Club. We'll have a movie showing, and we'll be doing a movie called Salmon Fishing in Yemen, and it's a really fun romantic movie. It's rated PG-13, and so you can come to that one. And then on Friday, we'll have the coloring contest.
The coloring contest you have going on, it's actually going on now and will end on that day. So is there a winner for that? And is that what that is on that Friday will be announced, the winner of it?
Yes. It's for different age groups, and there are coloring pages, and you can turn those in. The last day to turn it in is on Friday at 1:45, and prizes will be awarded.
Another thing I want to talk to you about recently at the public library is shredding. Take the listeners, Knoxville listeners, through what exactly is going on to the Knoxville Library when it comes to shredding documents.
All right. From April 22nd through the 29th is Money Smart Week. And it's a week that focuses on all kinds of different issues to make listeners more financially savvy about things. And actually, for the whole month of April, we have a shredder that is sitting in the lobby, and people can bring in their documents and put it through the slot, and the documents, the bin will be picked up as necessary. But it's just the idea of shredding your materials that are sensitive or personal information and keeping your information secure and safe, private and confidential.
Now, what are some of the things, if you can answer this, that can be shredded and cannot be shredded that people might be bringing in?
Well, almost anything paper, even if they have staples in them, I think you can bring them. But it would include like your bank statements, your job resumes, any documents that would have private information such as your social security numbers. For people who have done their taxes, they don't have to keep their taxes for, 10 years ago. They can bring those and put it in the bin to be shredded.
That's going on, you said, that week in April, but is it for the whole month or just that week? And when exactly does that end?
The bin actually will be here at the library for the whole month of April, and the last day would be April 30th.
Now, is there anything else going on in April that you might want to see Knoxville residents come out to and enjoy at the library?
Yes, the Friends of the Library will have their book sale, so we encourage people to come and get items at a great price. And the book sale will be on Thursday the 20th through Saturday the 22nd.
And now you have something about a job workshop coming up for high school kids. If you can give it some information out to the high school kids that might be interested in that.
Yes, and also during Money Smart Week on Wednesday, the 26th, April 26th, from 3:30 to 5 o'clock, we're offering a job workshop for teens. And this would be for teens who are interested in perhaps looking at the first job and thinking of ways to make money during the summer, perhaps. And we'll have tips on how to create or how to work on a resume and how to prepare for job interviews. So it's all free, and it's at the library at 3:30 to 5 o'clock on Wednesday the 26th.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash, Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash Clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.